we have 1 hour of space coming up. Now, do take a listen to this and pay a particular attention to the words.
Curiosity, insight, spirit, opportunity. If you think about it, all of these names of past Mars rovers are qualities we possess as humans. We're always curious and seek opportunity. We have the spirit and insight to explore the moon, Mars, and beyond. But if rovers are to be the qualities of us as a race, we miss the most important thing, perseverance. We as humans evolved as creatures who could learn to adapt to any situation, no matter how harsh. We are a species of explorers, and we will meet many setbacks on the way to Mars. However, we can persevere. We, not as a nation, but as humans, will not give up. The human race will always persevere into the future.
That was 13-year-old Alexander Mather reading his winning entry in NASA's Name the Mars 2020 rover competition. That leads this evening's The Space Show. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie for the Space Association of Australia. Also tonight, we visit Melbourne University to hear Victoria's lead scientist, Amanda Caples, describe what our state has to offer in the space arena, and the deputy head of the Australian Space Agency, Anthony Murfitt, explains what his agency is doing. But first off, let's go off to Lake Braddock Secondary School in Bourke, not in Australia, but in the state of Virginia.
This rover is the beginning of the next generation of Mars missions whose purpose is to prepare Mars samples for return to Earth and pave the way for eventual human exploration of Mars. For nearly a decade, over 3,000 team members from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and partners from around the world have put their hearts and souls and many long hours into building the most technologically advanced interplanetary vehicle we've ever sent to Mars. With 7 instruments, 23 cameras, a robotic arm, and state-of-the-art mobility and sampling systems, we've given it everything it needs to succeed in its mission, except a name. So NASA asked students from around the country to submit their ideas for the rover's name. Now, 28,000 entries and 770,000 votes from the public later, we are here today to reveal the name of the Mars 2020 rover.
With that wind-up, it was time for Thomas Zurbuchen, the Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Mission Directorate, to reveal the name of the new Mars rover.
Today we are naming a spacecraft that will go to Mars and make measurements we've never made before. It will be the first leg of the first round trip of humanity to Mars, bringing back these samples that tell us secrets about life itself. And the name of this mission is... Perseverance!
Thomas Zurbuchen then went on to extol the significance of the Curiosity and Perseverance rovers in Mars exploration. Mindful of his audience of high school students, he went on to deliver a plea to the Artemis generation.
You know, Curiosity got to planet Mars when many of you were babies or little kids. And curiosity is what we need when we explore. It pulls it forward. It's about that motivation to explore beyond what's there. Curiosity is always part of exploration. But when you flip over that medal, you look at the other side, what is there? It's perseverance. There has never been exploration, never been making history without perseverance. Perseverance and curiosity together are what exploration is all about. Perseverance is a strong word. It's about making progress despite obstacles. Everybody who's ever tried building hardware, I tried, knows how important it is And it will be important for this rover today, but as we go forward. Space exploration is hard, and it's difficult. It has been difficult in the past, but it's so exciting, and we need everybody to engage. We need the Artemis generation in this room, all of you, and many more in the United States and beyond. We go together to Mars, together, with the United States and with our international and commercial communities. And the Perseverance rover will lead the way to the next generation of exploration that at this moment in time we haven't even thought of, but we need you to help. It could be any of you to be part of this, and I'm so excited to be here today with all of you.
Alexander Mather is now going to read his essay to a musical background, and then he'll go on to explain how he feels at the age of 13 to have named the Mars 2020 rover.
Curiosity, insight, spirit, opportunity. If you think about it, all of these names of past Mars rovers are qualities we possess as humans. We are always curious and seek opportunity. We have the spirit and insight to explore the moon, Mars, and beyond. But if rovers are to be the qualities of us as a race, we miss the most important thing. Perseverance. We as humans evolved as creatures who could learn to adapt to any situation, no matter how harsh. We are a species of explorers, and we will meet many setbacks on the way to Mars. However, we can persevere. We, not as a nation, but as humans, will not give up. The human race will always persevere into the future. My name is Alexander Mather, and that's why I chose Perseverance as the name of NASA's next Mars rover. I don't really think that there is a word in any human language that can describe the feeling of having your name selected to be part of a mission from the greatest agency in the world, doing the most important things to help humanity spread to the stars. I am 13 years old, and I did not expect that I would be making any form of impact on human space exploration like this until I was at least out of college, or maybe in an internship. And here I am, and I just named a rover. Something I submitted was chosen by people who one day I plan to work with, and that's incredible. To me, perseverance means that in the inevitable setbacks that we're going to face on the main way to Mars, humans won't give up. Humans will keep on sending new missions, humans will keep on improving technologies, and humans will eventually live on other places throughout the solar system, and maybe even beyond. And that's just so important for all of our futures.
Perseverance, our theme tonight on the Space Show. And some people were persevering and trying to win the Roger DeLisle Mars Song Contest. This was one of the runners-up.
Days in the good old U of Mars.
Go U of Mars!
I studied basket weaving, terraforming, and stars. And I loved every one of those Olympus Mons near bust. A racing robot rovers through those clouds in that bright red rust. We're proud to be here, me and my Earth-born friends, 'cause it's the biggest leap ever from home. Sapiens. Now my mama wanted me to go to SMU and be a Delta Gamma like her and do the Sigma Nu.
That's nothing new.
But at the U of Mars, we don't go in for that fancy stuff. We're just crater crawlers and like our edges rough. proud to be here, me and my Earth-born friends, 'cause it's the biggest leap ever for Homo sapiens. Alumni, no. And we're just getting started, so let's hop on a ship and go. We're proud to be here, me and my space-bound friends, 'cause it's the biggest leap ever for Homo sapiens. It's the biggest leap ever for Homo sapiens. It's the biggest leap ever for Homo sapiens.
Fun, fun, fun,
fun, fun, fun in the way cool sun.
On the Space Show, Marilyn Rucker there with good old You of Mars.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.